Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Eidos, Perek Daled, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Basra Achol Shishi B'zecher Fine Receive a Kahagon B'Karav Mamesh. Now in this Mishnah we learn an important din. We know that produce cannot become Tameh even if it's touched by Toma, unless it was Mukhshir L'Kabel Toma, which means it has to be made susceptible to Mekabel Toma. How is this done? So it has to get wet with one of the seven halachic liquids, which actually have a very handy acronym, Yad Shachat Dam. Yad is Yud Daled, so the Yud is Yayin, wine. Daled is Dvash, honey. The word shachat is shin, ches, tes. Shin means shemen, which is olive oil. Ches is chalav, which is milk. Tes is tal, which is dew. And last word, dam. The dalet stands for dam, blood. And mem stands for mayim. And here's another important din regarding hechsher. Even if produce did get wet with one of these liquids, it has to be done biratzoin. He has to want it to have happened. If not, the produce is still not mokshar l'kabel toma. And now knowing that, the Mishnah tells us, chavash al zeis megugalim, we have a barrel of olives, which is getting pickled. And when they have salt poured on them, that draws out some liquid, which halachically is considered olive oil, and that means that technically these olives, as they're being pickled, could be considered to be mukhshar l'kabel toma, because now they got wet with olive oil. However, Rabbi Shammai says, "Ein tzarich lanakev." He doesn't have to make a hole in the barrel. Rabbi Hillel says, "Tzarich lanakev." He has to make a hole in the barrel. Making a hole in the barrel, according to Beis Hillel, is his expression showing, "I do not want any liquid that comes out of the olives," and that's what making a hole in the barrel, so any liquid that does come out can flow out of the barrel. And that means that even if some liquid stays in the barrel and gets the olives wet, it's still not machshir them l'kabel toma because he clearly showed he doesn't want this liquid by making a hole in the barrel. According to Beis Shammai, there's no reason to do that anyway. He doesn't have to make a hole. It's obvious that he doesn't want this liquid, and therefore, even though the olives do become wet, they're not machshir l'kabel toma. However, umaydim, Beis Hillel does agree, she'im nikvo ustumu ashmarim, that if the guy made the hole in the barrel and then some sediment ended up blocking up that hole, shehi tahira, that the olives are still tar means they're not machshir l'kabel toma because he did his best to show that he doesn't want this liquid. Another din talking about oil. Let's say someone rubbed some tahar oil on themselves and then they became tameh, making this oil tameh as well. Yard v'taval, then the guy went down to the mikvah to immerse himself to become tahar, and then when he comes up from the mikvah, turns out that he still has some oil on him, which means that maybe the oil is still tameh. So Beshama says, Alf b'shuminatef, even though he's dripping, he still has some oil tahar, he's tahar, meaning that oil is tahar. Ubeshila says, Kidei sichas ever katan, it's only if he has so little oil on him that it's enough to anoint the small aver of a child, which is basically the pinky toe of a one-day-old baby. If that's all the oil he has left on him, so then it's tahar, but if he has more than that, then it's tamei. We have the reverse as well. Let's say the oil that he rubbed into himself was tamei in the first place, and then he went to the mikvah, and there was some oil on him. And Beshama says, that if all he has on him is this tiny little bit of oil, then we could say that it was metar by the waters of the mikvah. If he has more than that, then it's considered tamei. Or Beshama says, it's only if he has a tiny bit of oil on him, which is enough to make something else wet, which is even less than kidei sichas ever katan, that we say became tahar because of his immersion in the mikvah. But if he has more than that, so then it's going to be tameh. Rabbi Yehuda and Rishon Beis Hillel, Rabbi Yehuda says in Beis Hillel, tefech umatfiach, that no, there could be a little bit more oil on him. If it's wet enough, that it will not only make something else wet, but it will make that other thing wet enough to make even something else wet, so then that amount of oil is going to be tahar by the mikvah. We got the Mishnah Zayin. Now we have machlokes regarding a woman's kiddushin. We know that when a man marries a woman, one of the ways to mekadesh her is by giving her either money or something worth money. The question is, how much does it have to be? So Mishnah tells us, Ish miskadeshes b'dinner rushava dinner k'dir b'shamay. B'shamay says, a woman can miskadeshes only with a dinner or something worth a dinner. Whereas B'shamay says, b'pruta v'shava pruta, it can even be a pruta itself or something worth a pruta. Evakami pruta, how much is a pruta? Echad m'shamay b'isra italki, 1/8 of an Italian isser. And in case you're curious, what's the difference between these amounts, a dinner and a pruta? There's 192 prutas in a dinner. So we see the Beis Hillel's amount for being able to mekadesh a woman is far less than B'shamay's amount. Another machlok is regarding marriage. Beis Shammai says, "Paitru es ishta beget yashon ubeis hil oisrin." According to Beis Shammai, a person can patru his wife with an old get. According to Beis Hillel, this is not allowed. And ezu get yashon, what is an old get? Kolshen esyachid ima achash ksav ila, if he was meyachid with her, which means he lived with her after he wrote the get for her. And the reason for the machlok is as follows. According to Beis Hillel, if a man wrote a get on Sunday, and that's the date on the get, then he was meyachid with her. He lived with her on Monday. Then he divorced her with it on Tuesday. So she's only officially divorced from Tuesday. However, let's say she became pregnant when he lived with her on Monday. Later on, she's going to have a child, and people are going to say, wait, this child was born out of wedlock, because they just look at the date on the get, which is Sunday, and they know that the husband and wife lived together on Monday, which means that the child is born out of wedlock. And that's definitely not a good thing for a child. Even though they're a kosher yid, they still have this pegam on them. It's a blemish, and that's why Beis Hillel asers this, but Beis Shammai says, it's okay, the get works. Another machlokes, hamagarshas ishtai, a man divorces his wife, v'lana ima pendaki, then he spends the night over with her at an inn. We have edim that they spent the night together, but we do not know know whether they live together as man and wife. Bishami says, they don't need another get because we don't assume that the man lived with his wife and therefore there's no reason for another get. Whereas Basil says, she doesn't need another get from him because we assumed that the man lived with his wife and we have a rule in Adam Bilas. When a person lives with a woman, he doesn't want that to be considered znos, and therefore when he lives with her, that's with intent for it to be kiddushin. We know that actually a valid form of kiddushin is bia. Therefore, says Beis Hillel, she has to get another get from him. However, Amosai, when is this? Bismach is garshman anisuin. That's only if they got divorced after nisuin, meaning after they were already married. So we're able to say the husband lived with his wife. Ahavlam is garshman erusin. But if you only divorced her after erusin, meaning they only got halachically engaged but they never were married, ain't tzrichim manu get sheni. She doesn't get a get from him. Mivnei shein libe gaspa, because he's not comfortable with her. He's not going to have married relations with her after divorcing her just from erusin. He never had relations with her in the first place, and therefore in this case, even Beis Hillel wouldn't suspect of such a thing. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Chas and Tess. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.